Pretty good day for the Australian cricketers yesterday. 9 for 250 at the end of the first day's play. Could have probably had India out for under 200, but I think at the start of the day's play, if you said to them they would have India 9 for 250, they would have accepted that on a nice warm day. Joining us on the line this morning is former Test opening batsman and now Channel 7 commentator Simon Caddick. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, guys.
What did you make of Australia's performance yesterday, mate, after losing the toss and bowling first?
I thought it was a fantastic day for Australia. Yes, they would have liked to bowl out India a little bit cheaper, but in the end of the day, you know, Pujara played beautifully with the tail and he deserves a lot of credit because he pretty much applied himself the way the rest of their batting lineup should have. And in a way that Australia probably got gifted a few free wickets earlier in the day by some injudicious shots. But the way they toiled in the heat and the way they fielded in particular, I think, you know, it was impressive. The intensity in the field was fantastic and it was summed up by the fantastic catch by Usman Khawaja and also the magnificent run out by Pat Cummins late in the day.
It's hard to believe that Usman Khawaja, there was always reports that he couldn't field, that's why he was left out of sides. He was lazy, he wouldn't train, he was even overweight. But I don't think anyone ever doubted his catching skills, but that's as athletic as you'll ever get.
Well, I said it yesterday. I think he wouldn't have probably caught that catch 12 months ago, being 10 kilos heavier. I mean, the way he's moving now and the way he's able to obviously, you know, bat for long periods of time like he did in the UAE is credit to the work he's put in, and also credit to Justin Langer for, you know, for the strength of character that he's brought to this group and making sure that, you know, the guys are doing all the extra work to give themselves the best possible chance to play as well as they can.
Yeah, the thing that also stood out to me was that last, you know, play of the game by Pat Cummins. I mean, the character and the intensity after a long day in the heat to attack the ball the way he did and then to have a shot at the stumps. You know, he could have quite easily just sort of ambled into that ball, you know, given it was late in the day, but he didn't. And I think that's a good sign for Australian cricket.
Yeah, as I said, the intensity was fantastic all day. And, you know, that was, you know, summed up best by Pat Cummins' run out. You know, 20 years ago, that would never have happened. It probably would have, you know, been a misfield and gone for a couple of runs. But Pat Cummins, you know, it could be a game changer as well because Pujara batted beautifully with the tail. And who's to say he wouldn't come back today and put on another 30 or 40 for the last couple of wickets? So, you know, between that and Khawaja's catch, hopefully they are game changers for Australia.
How disappointed would India be, Simon, given that, you know, Pujara showed them how to go about it?
Yeah.
But they were, would you say, reckless? You know, a few of their batsmen?
Yeah, a few of the dismissals were very reckless. I mean, there was a number early on, you know, balls that were well away from off stump that, you know, guys were throwing their hands at and driving and nicking. And then, you know, the big one that stood out was obviously Rohit Sharma's dismissal. You know, he was batting beautifully. He's on 37. Hit a six the ball before he got out. Just, you know, got away with it over the rope to Marcus Harris. And then the very next ball, he premeditated the same sort of shot, even though the ball wasn't there, and paid the price. And I think if India look back on their innings, they'll be disappointed that they, you know, probably let the pressure off Australia a little bit on day one and have given them a sniff, you know, when they get their turn to bat today.
Of course, we haven't batted, so anything could happen. It's an intriguing sort of test match. And Kohli, do you expect the beast to come back in the second innings?
Oh, look, they'll be hurting from some of their dismissals yesterday. I mean, you're not as, you know, you don't get to be the player that Virat Kohli is without having, you know, some serious attitude and wanting to make amends for that dismissal. So he'll come back hard, no doubt. But I think, you know, Australia, what I've liked about the commentary around yesterday is that, you know, the Australians realise it's just one good day of cricket. And I think Justin Langer would have driven home that message to them last night in the shed. And, you know, yes, they played well, but now they've got to back it up. You don't win test matches with one good day of cricket. You've got to do it day after day to get the right result. And, you know, if they don't put India under some pressure in that third innings of the test, then they'll find themselves under pressure in the last innings, starting, you know, when they're tired and having spent maybe another session or two out the field.
Yeah, look, there doesn't seem to be too many demons in that pitch. It started to flatten out as the day went on. Australia wrapped India up in the first five overs this morning. What's a good total for Australia in this first dig for them?
Yeah, for me, it's not so much about how many runs they end up getting. I just think it's the length of time they bat for, because I think our big advantage in this test series is with our bowling unit. And I think if the Australian batsmen wear down the Indians in the field and give their bowlers a break, as long as they're around the mark of India's first innings or hopefully, you know, a 50 to 100 run lead, I think that'll put a fair bit of pressure on the Indians when they bat again, but also it'll freshen up our bowlers. The last thing we want to happen is to see, you know, Australia back out there bowling again early tomorrow and the bowlers haven't had much of a breather. So for me, it's a bit about the time, but also, you know, ideally, yeah, as big a lead as possible, but you know, to do that, I think they've got to dig in like Pujara did. He showed them the way yesterday. It's certainly a new ball wicket. It didn't look like it was always easy to bat on, but particularly when the ball got sort of 40, 50 overs old, it certainly got a lot easier to bat then, and that's when India made the most of those conditions.
Mate, terrific to see you on Channel 7. Look after our great mate Slats, will you, down there in Adelaide?
I'll do my best.
I know it's a big ask.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't done it for 10 years.
We don't want to put that pressure on you, Simon, but we have to.
Yeah, it's a 10-man job, not one good man.
You're a good man, Simon. Good luck today on Channel 7.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Simon Kadic. Yeah, all sort of new look, isn't it? Good to see Slats back out there as well. You think cricket, you think nine. Now we've got to think Channel 7 and Fox, and then 9's going to have the tennis, so it's changing. And speaking of 9, the legend.
Oh, I just saw the legend. We should get him on and have a bit of a yarn.
Kenny Sutcliffe just stuck his head in, and only moments ago, the legendary Peter Sterling is going to join us after 8 o'clock on the program. Mm. He's also up here for the Mudgee Cup, and he'll join us, and we'll talk all things racing and rugby league with Sterlo as well.